You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just know what I can do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving at a way to where people are scared to take risks, but it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So at the end of the day, I lean on him. You know, I trust, I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single off season. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know that I'm the type of player that's going to show it.
News Bills wide receiver Elijah Moore back at mandatory minicamp. I loved Derek. I loved how open he was about his process and even the early stages of his career. Only 25. He's going to turn 26 next March, so next free agency. Only signed a one-year deal with the Bills, but man, did you see the video he posted yesterday of him running routes in that drill?
Yes.
Come on.
I need you to calm down only a little.
Absolutely not.
Nonsense.
Thank you.
A little.
Absolutely not.
You're like at an 11. I need you at like a 7.
The best I can do is a 9. You can't stop this train. You can't stop it. I know who I am. I acknowledge it. I even mentioned on Twitter yesterday when I was
talking
to some of the listeners.
As someone who irresponsibly peddled hope this year about something.
Someone's got to be right at some point with the Buffalo sports. Somebody's got to be right.
Or we just aren't.
Well, no, I'm not. Someone's got to be right. I was talking with some listeners yesterday about this, too. And look, at points I'm having fun with this, too. There's a very good chance Moore is just a guy for them. A good guy, but just a guy.
He could be a solid player, and that's still good.
Yeah.
That's why I say settle down.
Here, if he puts up literally the exact season he did last year for Cleveland, 61, 538, and a touchdown.
Solid year.
And he's that's the kind of guy you sign to a one-year contract, right?
Exactly.
There might be a game where you're like, there it is. And then, you know, maybe everything that Jets and Cleveland reporters were saying, he'll go away for like a month.
Gets
you
like
know, maybe that's right.
Even if he has an uptick in production, like it's 750, 800 yards.
Yeah.
That's a really good season. That's a solid player for you. Someone you even might want to think about retaining.
Yeah, absolutely. But on that, let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Talking to some listeners yesterday, I am now discovering the last few weeks, I am definitely not alone on the Elijah Moore hype train. Jam tweeted at me last night, I really think he's going to thrive here. He is what Josh likes to throw to. I think that's absolutely right. Twitchy, get open quick, kind of more inside workers. And that's how he said it. Shifty type, get open guys. He's always been good with Brown, Beasley, Diggs, those types. I'd even say now Shakir. You know, guy, get open quick, I'll get you the ball. Moore kind of fits that type. I think they'll also be able to use him on the outside. But I think it's more what they got Josh Palmer for, is to be that second outside guy. Most of the underlying stats are like, hey, he gets open and he gets open fast. I think that's probably where he's going to go. Really where I look at with Moore, and I'm not anticipating him being second on the team in catches. I think that's a bit much even for somebody like me who's this excited. I do wonder, though, with how quickly Allen and Moore got on the same page in mandatory minicamp. You mentioned it too. What do we look at for mandatory minicamp? We look at deployment. He was with Allen, and he was catching a lot of passes. And every reporter that was watching those were like, yeah, Moore's making plays. He's going to be a part of the offense, maybe not focal point, but a part of the offense. And I wonder.
And deployment and training camp is going to be important here, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to look at that. We're going to have to look at who's got the reps, who's playing with who.
Well, as much as we can.
And as much as we can, as much as the media is going to be able to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason, you're getting none of that. Everything that happens in those games does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of stay healthy.
Yep.
That's why. Ready? Zach, you've got 2 months. This is why I say settle down.
Not a shot.
You got 2 months.
I've wanted him since 21. Not a shot.
This. Yeah, can you, for 2 months, leave it at around a 7?
No.
And then
I told you the best I could do is a 9.
And then in the regular season, then you go ahead and turn the knob.
Derek.
Break it off even.
The moment I see a text from any of the reporters, a tweet from any of them going, big play by Elijah Moore today, that's the play of camp, I will lose my mind.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You can sprint marathons, it's just not healthy. You can do that.
What?
It's just not healthy.
I wish we had the cameras to see my reaction to what you just said.
We're sports fans. We're not. None of this is healthy. That's fine. For me, look.
As the one that peddled irresponsible hope
for
something else, I'm just trying to be like, Zach,
nope.
Don't do what I did. Don't be me.
Dove in head first.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To a 4-foot pool. I'm ready to ride. I'm ready to ride.
Do not do that, by the way. Anybody,
again.
Ever.
Again. I will say, he could absolutely just be a guy for them. But I do look at Moore. And I will say this. If Moore does pop off, and I agree with a lot of listeners that he is that kind of quick twitch, get open fast guy that Allen likes to throw to, I do wonder if, let's say, Moore does pop off, does that mean someone like Keon Coleman? And ultimately, none of us are really going to care, ultimately, if the Bills are good. They don't really, don't tell us how you made the cake. Just show it kind of deal, right?
Right.
Just bring it out. But I do wonder if someone like Moore pops off, knowing how Curtis Samuel last year, once he got healthy, was starting to perform. If all of a sudden someone like Keon Coleman, whose biggest issue is separation, does he get left behind a bit? Does someone like Dalton Kincaid, who Allen has a struggle getting the ball to, does he kind of get left behind? And that is something where, you're going to have maybe criticisms of Bean. I know I have mine. But that might be something that comes out if all of a sudden it's like, hey, you have a specific receiver that your quarterback likes to go to. Why are we going away from that style of player in the drafts? We have the template. We know what works. And so I think if a guy like Elijah Moore does come in, and let's say, for argument's sake, he puts up a career year at 25 years old. He had over 100 targets the last few years. I don't think he'll get that high because I don't think Allen's going to get close to like 600 passing attempts.
Right.
So let's say he puts up 90 targets and he catches like 75 passes, but he's closer to like 750 yards and like four touchdowns, which I think is absolutely doable.
It's in the realm of possibility with his
ability, and he's not gonna be an all-pro pro bowler, but you know, damn good
receiver. Solid contributor.
And let's say Keon Coleman doesn't take that jump forward. What stops the Bills from just signing Elijah Moore to a bigger deal? And then Keon, you're just like, it doesn't work for us. I mean, already most people are kind of wondering what the Bills are doing with Keon. When he was drafted out of Florida State, the idea was he'll work better as a big slot. And the Bills went, no, we're going to put him as next. He's going to be outside. And that didn't really work. There was moments, there was flashes, and we brought him up, the Seattle game, when it kind of seemed like, oh, he's figured it out.
Yes.
But there were also games early on and even later in the year, and the Bills have kind of openly lamented them.
Coleman has openly lamented
them. Coleman, yeah, has absolutely lamented them. Or, and I could see this being an avenue, maybe Coleman doesn't drop off, but maybe because the Bills are expected to run the ball more and defenses are zeroing in on it more, there could be more passes available. Maybe they do go back to throwing the ball a bit more because defenses will zero in on Cook and the run game and stuff like that. And if they've got guys getting open, do they maybe see that short passing game as the extension to a run game? They've got so many quick, twitchy, get open guys that maybe that's how they're going to do this.
And Coleman ultimately serves as, and maybe even Palmer serves as the players on the outside that are going to just, they're there because we need to have perimeter players.
Mm-hmm. Coleman with his size, the strength, and I know the jump ball analytics weren't great for him in terms of catch percentage, but there were flashes. Palmer, I think, is also that kind of guy where, you know, what are we really expecting from him? He was not great in L.A. Again, good underlying numbers, if not great, especially in separation, but he was not
any great receiver in a Greg Roman offense, I'm going to forgive.
Yeah, but throughout his career, he has not been awesome.
Yeah.
And that's with Herbert as his quarterback.
I'm just saying, not bad. Like anyone in a Greg Roman offense, I'll forgive them as a wide receiver. Like, that's fine. I'm not worried.
I'm so curious to see how this passing attack can go. And I thought Moore was the perfect addition late, especially when they didn't grab a receiver in the draft. Derek, I was thrilled when I saw the report that he was visiting, because for the most part now you see that usually means they're going to sign him unless he fails a physical or something
correct
disastrous happens on the visit. But now I want to see what really he has to offer. And yeah, I will somewhat read into camp reports, maybe too much, but if I'm hearing that he's being deployed with Allen and he's catching a lot of passes and he's clearly a mainstay in the offense, I'm going to get excited. Now to that point, and I know there's somebody out there probably saying this, Kincaid was a big factor on the offense his rookie year and his sophomore year in camp. He was a big factor in those camps, and it didn't really lead to anything. It is absolutely true. And that's why I'm having fun, but my expectations are somewhat simmered down a little bit with him.
Right.
Because they have to be. Let's be realistic here. But I think there's also a realistic possibility that he is a damn good receiver for the Bills and one that we will all be clamoring for them to sign back come the end of the season. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.